here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Practic.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
My favorite Van Halen songs, Dance the Night Away. Well, it's a little early for that, I think. How about Dance the Morning Away? Paul Santos in for Tim Weisberg here at WBSM. If you'd like to join our discussion, you know the number, 508-996-0500. Didn't want to mention before I go to the phone lines that I was able to attend the feast this weekend, enjoyed it very much. Well, on Sunday, I had the pleasure of taking part in calling or announcing the feast parade. The Feast Parade is going to air on the Portuguese channel Sunday night at 8 p.m. Now, the Portuguese channel is channel 95 if you have Comcast. It's also going to appear on the Portuguese channel Rhode Island. It's going to be in California. It's going to be in the Midwest. It's going to play all over the country and all over the world. And it was produced by John Methia, who was heavily involved in Cotton Provenance at ABC 6. So it was an excellent production. I get to announce it with former WBSM morning host, now retired, Phil Paleologos. So it was myself, Phil Paleologos, executive producer John Methia, and we had a sideline reporter who worked for NESN and has also worked for CBS Sports, Meredith Gorman. Outstanding staff that put this thing together, a multi-camera shoot from all kinds of different angles. It was edited down. There was some thought about doing it live, but then the thought was maybe edit it down and package it together, edit it, make it nice and tight for airtime, and then it's going to air, as we said, through most of the country, around the world. But for local listeners, it will be on the air for the first time Sunday night, 8 p.m., the Portuguese channel, Comcast channel 93, okay? Comcast channel 93. Right here in the New Bedford area. So let's go to the phone calls. We're going to try to squeeze this one in before the news, and we'll say good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. On Tim Walz, I don't think nobody is questioning his cowardice. It's his stolen valor. He did say that he was talking about arms, and he said nobody should be carrying a war weapon.
Right.
He carried.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're questioning that.
Yeah, right.
They're not questioning his 24 years of service.
Good. I'm glad to hear. But you know what? Before you go to the second point, I saw that clip, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, he was speaking very rapidly. He was saying, well, you know, that they shouldn't have on the street the same things that I carried in the war or something like that. I think what he was trying to say was that, you know, those machine guns like the would-be assassin had, President Trump, right? His position
is... That wasn't a machine gun.
Well when I
AR.
No, but when I say a machine gun, I mean it's a gun it's a button. You hold the button down and multiple bullets come out. A lot of people suggest that maybe those aren't the kind of weapons that people ought to be able to carry around, that it should be, you know, maybe a handgun or a rifle or something like that. So I think he was saying, this is a weapon for war, and these are weapons that should be carried by citizens. I think that's what he was trying to say anyway.
Okay, my second point on the riots.
Yes.
He caused, I mean, they did.
Who caused?
The J6. The J6 people got all arrested. Most of them. And
okay. The January 6th rioters got arrested? Is that what you said?
$1 million. I'm sorry?
Which riot are you talking about now? You're talking about the...
Him not letting the National Guard, it caused like $500 million of of damage.
Right. So it's all.
I mean, he took like 4 days.
No. It was one day. But go ahead.
Well, it was more. Well, I'm going to look. I've been looking it up, and those people that lost businesses are ruined.
Well, they should have said. I believe when there's a riot like that, whether it's Black Lives Matter or whoever it is. When there's destruction and stuff like that, I agree 100%. National Guard should go in there immediately. I'm with you on that. So, right. it is open for criticism. But what about, you know, I'm just saying, okay, that's open for criticism. They asked for the National Guard. I think it was May 27th. He didn't send it in until May 28th. Well, a lot can happen in 24 hours. So there's all kinds of buildings burning down and the police station burning down. Yep, I'm with you 100%. But then
I believe it was 4 days. It wasn't.
Floyd died, and then there was the next day, and then there was the second day that the request was made for the National Guard, and then instead of answering that day, he didn't send him until the next day. But anyway, let me ask you this, right? Are you coming from the conservative ideological perspective?
Yes, conservative. And you can't compare Democrats to progressives.
No, but hang on a second. So you're a supporter of President Trump?
Correct.
All right, so President Trump, what did he do on January 6th? He didn't do anything either. They were begging him to help, and he wouldn't do it. So he was just as bad, if not worse, than Walz, right?
He did ask Nancy Pelosi for 10,000 troops for the night.
Once the riot started, they called him, and they said, hey, call these people off. They'll listen to you, and he wouldn't do it. So he was just as bad. So all I'm saying is go ahead and criticize Walz, but you should criticize your own guy too, shouldn't you?
No, they're not the same.
No, they're not the same.
He said peaceably. No, they're not the same. Those people that were in there.
His own vice president had to run out the back door. I mean, he went in the other room and he was rooting for the rioters, right?
The vice president was rooting for the rioters?
Trump was. And Pence had to run out the back door. I mean, he should have. And I'm just saying that if you're going to say that Walz should have done this or should have done that because you dislike Walz,
$500,000.
No, absolutely. But we should hold the other side to the same standard. I don't think they're different. But anyway, hey, I appreciate the call. I got to go to this break, but thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right, 508-996-0500. Let's go to the news now with Phil Devitt here at WBSM.
President Biden skeptical about a peaceful transfer of power. What most Americans think about euthanasia for humans and a South Coast resident expected to top the box office.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden says he does not have faith a peaceful transfer of power will take place if former President Trump loses the election.
Trump loses, I'm not confident at all. He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath.
Biden made the remarks in an interview with CBS News set to air in full on CBS Sunday morning, his first interview since dropping out of the race. Trump made the remarks in March while talking about economic policies, saying in the following months that he would accept the results of the election if it was a, quote, fair, legal, and good election. The Minnesota Supreme Court is upholding the year-old law restoring the right to vote to felons upon their release from prison. This was a measure pushed by Governor Tim Walz, who is now the VP pick of the Democratic Party. The High Court rejected a challenge to the 2023 law by the Minnesota Voters Alliance. Tropical Storm Debbie has made landfall in South Carolina. It's the second landfall this week for the storm that first roared ashore Monday morning in Florida as a Category 1 hurricane. The storm has already been blamed for at least 6 deaths this week. Rain ahead for us here on the South Coast as a result. Your full forecast coming up. A Brooklyn man who bought a political website name in 2020, hoping to make a profit, has just cashed in on his investment. 36-year-old trademark attorney and domain name speculator Jeremy Green Esche bought the domain name HarrisWalz.com for $8.99 4 years ago after Kamala Harris was selected as President Joe Biden's running mate. Esche announced this week that he's accepted $15,000 to part ways with the domain name. And it's not the first time he's made a big profit on a political domain. He bought ClintonCain.com in 2011 and sold it in 2016 for $15,000. And the film adaptation of Colleen Hoover's It Ends With Us is expected to get off to a good start at the box office. The film starring Blake Lively and Dartmouth resident Jenny Slate projected to make between $25 and $35 million in its first weekend. Lively's husband, Ryan Reynolds, will see his film Deadpool and Wolverine take first again with an expected $47 to $50 million in its third outing.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Royals 8-4 in Kansas City last night. They're home to play the Houston Astros on Friday, and the Patriots taking the field for their preseason opener. New England welcomes the Carolina Panthers tonight.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Quiet Thursday morning with temperatures in the low 60s, partly cloudy skies. As we head into the afternoon, we'll be enjoying some sunshine. The temperature in the low 70s, not ruling out a passing shower. Cloudy skies overnight as the remnants of Debbie begin to approach the region. But we are anticipating dry and warmer weather by Saturday afternoon. Let's hang in there overnight, tomorrow into Saturday morning. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil El Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
That have horns, you know, if you put those horns in there, it just makes such a difference. You know, if you have a band that just has guitars, and it's fine, I like guitars too, you know, the lead guitar and then the bass guitar sounds great, but then when you throw in a couple of trumpets, you throw in a saxophone, you throw in a trombone, oh, that really brings it home. That was the great thing about KC and the Sunshine Band. Good morning, let's get up and get going. 7:40 in the morning. Paul Santos here filling in for Tim Weisberg today. Got some clouds in the weather today. Temperature 64 degrees right now. We're going to be in the mid-70s. Kind of rainy a little bit tomorrow and into Saturday, but Sunday is going to be a beautiful day. So if you're going to make some plans, Sunday is the day. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are going to be good too. I don't know if you're on vacation or if you got some days off during the week, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. What a nice stretch of weather that's going to be. So we got that to look forward to. It actually has been a very nice summer so far, so we really can't complain. The last few days a little shaky, but before that we had a nice run of weather and got to enjoy it. New England weather is absolutely beautiful when it's not raining, and we have had a great summer so far, so hopefully that will continue. Did want to mention real quick here that, you know, I have a TV show, and my TV show is nothing like the radio show. So my liberal friends out there, my conservative friends out there, we don't do politics. We don't do politics on my TV show. It's really a place to get away from politics. In fact, it's a politics-free zone, and everybody can enjoy it. It's called the Paul Santos Live Show. It's on Sunday morning, 10:30 on ABC 6. This Sunday morning, it'll be on. And we have an unbelievable singer, a young woman, 25 years old. She is an outstanding singer. Outstanding. I love her. She's going to be on the show. Her name is Emily Naraki. She plays a lot in Fall River, New Bedford area. There's an actor by the name of Michael Hopkins, and he was so thrilled that I was able to have him on my TV show. They invited me to go on the movie set and actually watch the movie. It's called Death Comes Calling. It's a horror movie. It's going to be shot in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. He invited me to go on the set and maybe do some interviews and stuff like that. And then I just got the news that I'm going to be in the movie as a person in the background. He had to get special permission from the Screen Actors Guild and so forth. So It's really a lot of fun. His name is Michael Hopkins. He's going to be on the show Sunday morning at 10:30, right before the Catholic Mass. And we also have a comedian by the name of Joan Raposa, but she goes by Grace Whitestone. She does this old lady routine, and it's just hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious, and it's a lot of fun. So that's Sunday morning, 10:30, ABC6 in Providence, and it's the Paul Santos live show. And right before that, I was mentioning how we did the parade with Phil Paleologos, executive producer John Methia, and sideline reporter from NESN and from CBS Sports, Meredith Gorman. That's going to air Sunday night at 8 o'clock on the Portuguese channel, which is Channel 93, Comcast New Bedford, Comcast Massachusetts. And at 10 o'clock before my TV show, the Paul Santos live show, Phil was down at the 50s night. So you got that, then my show, then the Catholic Mass. So a good lineup there on Sunday morning on ABC6. Check it out. We'd appreciate it. And on that show, we're all about positivity. We highlight the talented, interesting, and entertaining from the area. Paul Santos live show, Sunday morning, 10:30, ABC6. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to go to a spot. And then when we come back, we can take your phone calls. You want to pick up on anything that we've discussed so far this morning? Or do you want to try something else? 508-996-0500. It's New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 AM, 99.5 FM, WBSM. We'll be right back in just a few moments. The Doors from the 1960s here at 1420 WBSM and 99.5 FM. Paul Santos filling in for Tim Weisberg. You know, when the Doors were on the Ed Sullivan show, Ed Sullivan said to them, hey, you know, you can't say, girl, we couldn't get much higher, because back then that would have been controversial. So they told Jim Morrison, don't do that. And Jim Morrison said, okay, I won't do that. Then he went in and sang the lyrics anyway. And Ed Sullivan was furious. And he said, hey, you'll never do the Sullivan show again. He goes, I just did the Sullivan show. Conversely, the Rolling Stones, they asked Mick Jagger to change a lyric. Let's spend the night together. And he changed it to let's spend some time together. And Jagger actually stayed up to his word and changed the lyric. And it's easy to say, well, you know, he should have stayed like Morrison did. But, you know, he went back on his word. You know what I mean? He said he was going to change the word and he didn't change the word. So, you know, I'm kind of with Sullivan in one respect, that it was something that, you know, you're asking an artist to change the lyrics of a song and you really shouldn't be doing that. And back then it was kind of ridiculous anyway, what was allowed and what wasn't. But once you say you're going to do it, Mick Jagger, he had held up his end of the bargain. Once you say you're going to do it, you got to do it. Whereas Morrison didn't. But anyway, I mentioned that song Light My Fire because the last time I filled in, somebody called up and said, hey, all you smell is marijuana. Everywhere you go, you walk down Union Street, smell marijuana. You go to 50s night, you smell marijuana. You go to the fireworks, you smell marijuana. You go to the feast, you smell marijuana. Should the police and should the authorities crack down on public smoking of marijuana? Because you can't smoke marijuana in public. It's against the law, just like it's against the law to drink in public. What do you think about that? Should we be doing more in that regard? Or should we just let that go and say, well, you know what? There are bigger fish to fry. And then on that other point about Tim Walz, you know, he's under criticism for not bringing in the National Guard fast enough. I got to tell you, I agree with my conservative friends that if I was governor and I thought unrest was happening, I'd have the National Guard out ahead of time. I wouldn't even wait, because you could tell that things were going to start to get testy there after the George Floyd death. So I don't think there's anything wrong with calling in the National Guards right away. And sometimes the governor, maybe in this case Walz or whoever it is, doesn't want to come across like they're cracking down on black individuals more than white individuals, so there was a delay. Okay, so that's open to criticism. Okay, that's fine. But your guy, conservatives, on the other side, he didn't handle the situation very well either. In fact, he may have contributed to it. So here's the thing I discovered about 38 years of practicing law. Practicing law is actually the study of human nature. how biased we are. So if you like somebody, let's say you like a person, and they do something or fail to do something, you're going to be a little bit like, well, you know, it was a difficult call, you know, blah, blah, blah. But if you dislike the person, you're going to go in for the kill. You're going to say, should have done this or should have done that. He doesn't know what he's doing. Are you kidding me? Blah, blah, blah. The same person. Because people are biased. And here's my favorite. The law and order folks, the people who are like, we don't send anybody to jail. We should crack down on crime. There's too much crime. You know, criminals get away with everything. You know, what's going on down there at court? You know, you're down in court. What's going on? You know, they got to send more people to jail. And it's like, hey, Paul, you know, my son got arrested last night. That cop is lying. I don't know what's going on here. Can they do that? They never read him his rights. What's going on? I'm like, wait a minute. What happened to you? I thought you were Mr. Law and Order. All of a sudden, your son gets arrested and it's a different story. Like we used to say back in first grade. Different story now. You know, come on now. Right? So if you like the person or it's a relative of yours, well, the cops are making it up or the cops are exaggerating or the cops are lying. But if it's somebody that you don't like, then it's like, oh, okay, hang him. Hang him from the rafters. So let's try not to be biased. That's what I would say. Let's hold a person on the other side to the same standard that we hold your side.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.